Blog Talk Radio.
But you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. There's nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be in time. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Guest Christy Lee, who is on this hour, as she also will be taking your phone calls this hour for psychic readings, energy healings. All you have to do is call into the phone number 347-884-8245. Once you call on in and you want to speak to Christy, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? And we will take your call. If you want to reach Christy privately for sessions, which she does, you can do that. Her contact information is listed right here on the show page, or you can't miss it. So it's all right there. We'll talk about it again as the show goes on. But get that out to you guys, and we're very glad that you are here. You're in for really a great show. And you no matter if you call in or you're just listening, Christy does amazing shows. And this is a type of show, by the end of the show, you're going to feel so much better. So stay for the full show, okay? It's a full show experience, okay? Journey in Light is the show you're listening to. And Christy is here each Wednesday at this time, which is 7 o'clock Central, 8 Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific time. If you're listening in the archives and you want to catch a live show and call on in, that's the time to do it. Coming up next hour, we have one more hour of Journey in Light with a divine medium. Christina Watts will be here, so stay with us here on Journey into the Light. Okay, so as you guys are calling on into the show, we are going to bring on our guest to the show. Let's welcome back to Journey into the Light, Christy Lee, to the show. Christy, welcome back.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Well, it's great to have you here, and know everybody.
I love the clappers.
Yeah, you have to love the clappers, of course.
I do.
Okay, great. Do you want to tell the folks a little bit about yourself and kind of go into your topic, or I'll just let you...
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'll go ahead and just do a quick introduction. I'm Christy Lee. I am a psychic intuitive, and I do energy healing. I channel direct messages in from, you know, Source God, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. It comes directly inside of me. I am all about empowering people to really own their own worth, to find that inner light that they have inside, just to stoke it, let it burn bright and to shine. And I'm really excited to be here tonight. I've been really putting together, like, wow, what is it, the message to bring out? And I was really guided into talking tonight about bringing in the power of Thanksgiving and really being able to talk about what that means and what that does and how it will really even open a vortex. So if there's something that you're experiencing in your life on or just moving all the way through your life on an everyday level. So that's what we're going to touch on topic-wise tonight.
Okay, I can't wait. Looking forward to that. So I'll let you, Christy, take it away. And after that, I guess we'll go into calls. And sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. All right. So I just want to start out by saying, you know, life is not happening to you, but it's happening through you, and it's responding to things that are being going on, like in the subconscious mind, any of those hidden programs. It really responds to any of the emotional charges. It responds to the repetitive thoughts, to the way that we feel, and to the words that we speak over our life. And so when we're moving through our life and we run into experiences that appear to be creating, you know, any kind of havoc, it's not there to harm you. It's there to just literally turn back towards yourself so you can really see, like, what's happening. So I call that just the name it game. Like, you name it, you claim it, whatever it is. Like, you're having something that's happening, name what it is. I'm feeling this way. I'm going to claim that I'm owning it. And then surrender into it, release that out, open up that willingness to receive. When I talk about opening, it's and I want to really touch on that for just a moment, because there's a lot of people that teach about, you know, their way of just walking through your life with that happy face of gratitude. And that can work in a sense, but it's really important to touch in on the things in your life that are creating some kind of an emotional charge, or when you run into something that's creating some kind of a dissonance or havoc in your life, because it's there to really deliver a message. And I know some of the callers that are on tonight listen or follow me on Facebook, and I'll give you an example of an experience I recently had. I had my brakes in my car, and I knew that they were needing to have a little bit of attention, and I had put it off, and I was literally at a red stoplight, and I was on the stoplight side. It was a four-lane highway, and my car got shot across the intersection, and there was a path that had been made clear for me to go across. So I was luckily not hurt, or my car wasn't injured. Nobody else got injured in all of those things. Well, I got back to my house, and I'm really good at, like, thinking things into working again for me. But on that day, I knew that there was something else. There was, like, a deeper message. And I went outside that afternoon. I popped open my hood of my car, and I just looked around. And then I got inside the driver's seat, and I sat down, and I said, what is this here to teach me? What is this here to show me? What am I missing? And I instantly had an awareness that I had been putting the brakes on in my life, and that I had been digging my heels in and refusing to move forward, and I was in my own way, and I was just getting that push. And I instantly felt like that conviction, you know, because I knew that there were areas that I was being asked to move, and I was being asked to grow and to share what I was doing, like, at a higher level. And I had been wanting to play it small. And it was like, as soon as I came into that awareness that that's what it was, I got to own it. Like, I own this. I was a co-creator of this experience. This experience is here just to show me what I'm doing inside, what that internal condition is doing in my life. And as soon as I owned it, and then I just began to go into that, you know, power of thanksgiving, began to thank the experience. And as I began to thank the experience for being there to teach me and to lead me, and to take accountability fully, all of the solutions opened up for me. All of the solutions, the parts came, the mechanic came, all of the things, like, came back in together. So it's really important that we own what's happening. So whatever it is, just own it. Just, like, it's there to teach you something. And so just ask, you know, admit, the universe is on my side. This experience is here to teach me something. If it's you don't have anything that's going on in your life, you can do the segments. I call it, like, waking up and having your life kind of in segments. So you get out of your bed in the morning, thank the bed for being wonderful that you got to sleep in a nice pillow. It was so comfy. I got to, you know, have this nice cool sheet. It was beautiful. You're brushing your teeth. Thank the water. Thank the toothpaste. Thank the, you know, the mirror, all of the things. Get in the shower. Thank the experience that it's washing your body and at the same time allowing, you know, your inner world to be cleansed. You go through your morning getting ready, making your breakfast. Think that you have the food. Think that you are able to cook in the kitchen, to have the stove, to have whatever it is that you might be having. Think the washing machine. Think the car. Just, like, keeping in that vortex. And you can literally thank your experiences for the solution popping into your existence before they before it actually does. And it literally, like, brings the solution towards you. And if you're doing it as an all the time thing, you'll just notice that you open up, like, the floodgates, and literally you begin to get more and more things in your life that you're thankful for. And so the three things that I would have as I did is recognize that the universe is on your side. Use your experiences that are happening in your life to be that tool that leads you back into understanding the message. What are you here to teach me? What are you here to show me? And on an everyday basis, just, hey, the universe is on my side. It really is here. Everything really is working for me. Even the things that seem hard, they're still working for me. There's a message that's deeper than that. Segment out your day is number two, going through your day in each of your segments, finding the littlest things to be grateful for. And as you think it, three is that just know that you're going to open up that vortex. That vortex stays open, and your solutions are just going to pop into your life. So that's the part there. And I want to go ahead and just do a clearing, too. Did you have something in between, Michael? Or you want me just to go straight into the clearing?
Yeah, just go ahead straight into the clearing. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and set some intention that we're going to bring through healing through all time, space, dimensions, realities, past, present, and into the future, through even all the parallels, through the DNA, through the RNA. Just calling forth that everybody on the show, whether here tonight or whether we'll be listening in the future, that whatever it is that you are to receive that is for your greatest and highest good, that that will be exactly what is gifted to you with the purest of energies that come straight from Source God. the highest realm, that it will send forth into your life, bringing in and helping you in every area. Just having everybody just take that deep breath into the belly and just hold the good out breath. Just taking in another deep breath, and as you take it in, just down into your belly, just breathe in and just hold the really good out breath again. Just that. We'll just do another in breath, the good out breath. Just letting the volume be turned up with that source energy, just beginning to flow through. Just feeling it move down, releasing out any and all tension that might be in your forehead or into between your eyes and your eyebrows, into your eye sockets, just allowing that tension, any of the heaviness, just any of the stress, any of those thought forms, anything that is just not serving your greatest and highest good, just let that be released now. And just beginning to bring in some peace instead. Just feeling that peaceful energy just begin to move through, releasing out any and all tension in the cheek or the jawbone, into the teeth and the mouth, and just opening that up. Just letting the flow continue to move through. Clearing out anything that's stuck or blocked and just replacing it instead with that peace, some of that joy energy, a little bit of that fear clear. Just bringing it down into the throat area, just opening that up wide. Clearing out like any of those stuck words, anything that it's felt like you've been silenced or not really able to speak your truth or anything that's been held back. Just allowing that to be cleared out now. And that's a big one for the call. Just allowing it to release now, just with that ease and that grace. Just releasing out. Just opening up down into the chest area, that area where there might be any of the grief energies or any of that, feeling like you can't breathe, feeling like you're suffocated out. And just allow that. All of those passages just to open up and to be cleared and made clean, and let all of that beautiful energy just come in and give you that sense of relief. Just opening up down into the abdomen a little bit and just allowing it just to keep flowing. We just open up the flow, moving in through the right arm, filling up, moving through that right hand, beginning to travel up into the wrist. Flowing up, up, up into the elbow, up into that upper arm, over into the chest, and just opening it up and letting it just like fill, just that receiving, opening up the receptivity to be able to experience more love, more abundance, more health, more happiness, more joy, more assistance, more connection, just whatever it is that you might be needing in your life right now. It's just opening up that flow, just putting you in that flow, more thanksgiving, more gratitude. And as that fills up, we'll just open up with the overflow moving out through that left arm, traveling down into that elbow, forearm, and just that wrist, and then back out that palm. And just filling up, move right back around there. Right hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, and then just into the chest. There we go. We're starting to get a little open here. And down again to the elbow, the left hand, down out the palm of the hand, and just let it flow around again. Everybody just allow it just to start flowing in, just clearing out any of the stops and the blocks, any of the discordance, and just allow that purity, that pure source energy. You're swimming in 99.99.0% of pure energy all around you, and it's pure, and it's creative energy, and it's wanting to assist you, and just allow it just to flow in. Just just opening up like any of the area where it's been any of that heart hurt, anything that might be feeling like you've had hurt in your heart because of anything that you might have experienced in your life, any of the loss, any of the pain, any of the fear, anything that might be going on with relationship loss, or even, you know, those little hearts that come that you don't even know are there. Just allow that heart just to like open up and receive all of that beautiful love, that pure love from source. Just opening up and releasing out any of the disempowerment, any time that you've had your power taken away from you, or you've given your power away from you, or you haven't been able to stand up fully in your power, just allowing any and all of the discordances to be released now, and instead just filling it full of that brand new life. Any of that joy that's been closed out or filled out, we're just allowing that to clear now. Just opening up to experience more joy and just letting some of that really fun, creative, fun energies with that happy, giggly stuff just coming in, that lighthearted, childlike wonder, that childlike awe, just moving down through the legs. And as it moves down just through that hip, that ability just to thrust your leg forward and step forward in your life with that ease and that grace and giving you the bendability and the clear direction, knowing where exactly to pick up that foot and where to step next, and knowing that the universal is working for you and being able to hear that clear direction, just being able to understand what it is, that wisdom that's speaking inside of you, just allowing us all to just begin to permeate and radiate out into the auric fields. And as it's moving, just any walls that have been built up that might be created by anything that would be fear or anger or any of, you know, jealousy or any thing that might be creating a wall of resistance. It doesn't matter even if I speak it, just any walls of resistance, anywhere that you are resisting your life and resisting the help that's right there for you, anything that's keeping you from stepping forward into your promised land and really being able to experience the life that you want, we're just going to allow all of those walls just to crumble down now. Just allowing them to crumble down now and just allowing everything to be paved clear, just opening you up so you will be able to bring into your life the support that you need, the abundance that you need, being able to be supported in your relationships, being able to support yourself, being able to turn towards you and recognize your worth, being able to open yourself up to really speak whatever it is your truth, providing the people that are part of your tribe just to start popping up all over in your life so you just feel like you have people that understand you and that it's easy and it becomes simple to speak what it is you want and to be honored as you do it and to allow others to be able to stand in their power too, to come together and more of a just that friendships and relationships with the family and relationships with yourself, it just opens up a lot of thanksgiving. A lot of joy, a lot of play, a lot of self-expression, a lot of freedom, and just allowing that freedom energy just to come in. We're just going to let it roll forth now. And just thinking about like the great feeling it is to be free, free to express yourself, free to explore, free to create, free to be supported, free to stand upright in your life, free to say yes to you, free to say yes to the opportunities that are opening up, free to say yes, yes to life, yes to the universe, yes. And just allowing all of that goodness just to continue to roll out there in your life. Just allowing all of this just to continue to ground in and anchor. And even if it was something I didn't say or you didn't hear out of my mouth, just know that if you have agreed to let healing come forth for you, that you will receive exactly what it is that you need in the most highest of way, and that it's there for you and it will continue to work with you for as long as you need. each of you are just so loved and adored. Everybody has their own amazing individual expression. And just letting everybody's eyes will, you know, begin to open up wider to being able to see yourself in that clearer light, really being able to have more of an understanding about what it is that you're here on this universe to experience, what it is your good gifts that you're ready to bring out, what it is that your different experiences are here to teach you, making it easy for you to let go of the things that are no longer serving you and being able to say yes to the things that are really there for you, that you can really start to begin to bring in and incorporate in your life that you really want, that you're really going to enjoy. Just going to go ahead and say thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. So it is, so it be.
And we're going to be right back here with Christy Lee and your phone calls here, right here on Journey into the Light. I'm going to put on a little beautiful music, which I think is appropriate right now. Thank you, Christy. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me to calm the sea, would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Yeah. but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me.
Christy Lee, and what a beautiful show this is that Christy does each week. I really enjoy it. I really do. And it brings us back to our God. And that's the way I feel. And I think it's beautiful. And I think most people listening know what I'm talking about, but we want everybody to be welcome and in Christy's show. So we are glad you are here. Now, we're going to go to phone calls now. If you want to contact Christy for private sessions, her contact information is listed right here on the show page. Right up top, you'll see the phone number, website, email address. I'll give out the phone number now for Christy if you want to just jot it down, if that's easier for you, or later you can see it on the show page, live or archive. Now, this is just to, if you want to do private sessions with Christy, her business line is 251-599-5820. And now the phone number for the radio show to call in now, 347-884-8245. Christy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful, what you did earlier. So it all blends together really beautifully. Love your shows.
Thank you. It's so amazing just to be able to really understand, you know, that beautiful source energy, that beautiful, intelligent energy of creation is just like it's in everything and in everyone. And it's just so easy to, you know, be able just to activate it and to be able to really be able to experience it and to see the connectivity in between each and every one of us and how we're just so intricately connected with everything, you know. And I just love being able to come in to the show and have the experiences to be able to share healing and just see what, you know, is brought through each time. So thank you, everybody that's here, everybody that will be listening. I just appreciate you all.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to our first caller then. Area code 720. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Jen, Colorado.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing good, Christy. How are you?
Doing good. Yes. Thank you. Is there a specific question that you are looking for answers for tonight?
Actually, I'm not sure. I'm stuck. I was urged to see if you might be able to do a healing, an energy healing, to see if that can help. I'm not going to lie, I was blessed. I was trying to get a hold of you earlier, so I got mine extra early, and I got the tail end of Jennifer's call on the last time, so the universe is really guiding me right now, and she gave some great guidance on some yoga and stuff to try, because she sees that I'm kind of lost, and then I was able to get through with you, and I'm struggling. Everything was going beautiful, and I felt like I was on the right path, and then everything fell apart in every aspect of my life.
Well, I can understand what that's like to have everything, you know, just like crumble and in your life, and it feels like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do next? Why is everything happening? And to have that uncertainty that comes with everything falling apart. And you know, I'm sorry that you're experiencing that right now, but I also want to breathe some hope over you and tell you that when, you know, the experiences that you're going through where it feels like everything is crumbling, it's really just shaking away from your life the things that are no longer there to serve you so you can be taken into higher ground. But I would love to be able to, let's run some healing energies if you're okay with that, and let's just clear it out. I can feel that you're you're feeling like I'm sensing a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear energies are coming up, and a little bit of confusion, like, why is this happening to me? And you're not being punished. It's nothing about being punished. It's just that you have greater purposes for your life than where it was that you were at. And in order to get you there, you have to have the, you know, the things on the outside crumble away. So then you can be lifted up into the ground that you're really is being prepared for you. So if you're okay, and let's just go ahead and clear out some of this heaviness, and if we can't bring in some more of that lighthearted feeling, and I will be certain to see what comes through, and I'll speak some good things over your life that will start to really pop things open for you and allow you to align into the things that are available for you, and they can come in with that ease and that grace. How does that sound?
That sounds absolutely amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm just going to do Source God Universe with the highest aspect of me and the highest aspect of Jen. I call you forth now to bring forth healing at the highest level possible. Again, through all time, space, dimension, reality, past, present, and out into the future, even the parallels, anything that might be being carried over through her DNA, genetic coding, the human genetic coding, to be able to clear out all and anything that is no longer of service to her. Just opening you up to be able just to start clearing out, bringing in, if it's okay with you, some of that fear clear, and just allow that fear clear just to come in, and it will start lifting off all of the fear that you have that is in you, that kind of feels like your legs are shaky and you're tangled up inside, and just allow that just to start flowing through now. And it's just kind of like a really beautiful, almost like a liquid honey with that's really warm, and just allow that just to start moving in and just clearing off that fear, that heaviness. Just a little bit of thought forms that have been created. It's just kind of like when you have so many things that you think about, they've just taken on a personality of their own, and then they begin to talk back to you, and you think that you don't understand where all the confusing thoughts are coming from. Well, they just were created out of your own thoughts, and then they become like almost tormenting. And if you want to just release those, we can clear them all out now, and just giving you a clear mind with balance and harmony, and just allowing you to be able to think clearly and to have clear vision on where it is that you are supposed to be in your life. If you want that, to say yes.
Yes.
And just feel how beautiful that feels, just to have like your forehead all around, all the way even into your ear area, any of the whispering words that are disempowering, they're clearing out now. And we're just going to turn on, like bypassing all of that silly subconscious programming that plays those games that creates, you know, that dissonance in your life. And it also starts to play those old records that are disempowering. We're just going to turn those off and allow it to bypass, and just going into that superhuman highway where you're able to access the divine information, just that stream. So you're able just to hear the words of wisdom coming into you, and you'll have your eyes open to have that clear direction. If you want that, say yes.
Yes.
Just allowing that just to flow in now. Take that weight off your shoulders, young lady. You've got like a lot of weight. You're packing around. Are you ready to set that down?
Yes.
It's just like a backpack full of rocks, and you're just, you know, trying to pack it all around, but it's not yours. Let's just throw that to that Christ inside and say, whew, I'm going to walk free under grace. Just let it go. Just clearing it out, clearing it out, clearing it out, and just letting it all just come tumbling down. feel like you've just really had a lot of, you have so much to say and so much to, that you want to just get off your chest, and you've just been shut down and closed off. If you want to just have that release now and just say yes.
Yes.
Just allowing all this to clear and just bringing in so much infinite love, just the most loving love you could ever imagine. It's pure and it doesn't have any conditions. And just flowing through you and just like almost angel wings just wrapping around you and just holding you in that love's embrace, giving you the peace and that comfort. Just feeling that roll through now. Allowing you just to stand up on a firm foundation with your steps that are out in front of you, allowing the perfect people to come into your life that are going to honor you, opening up the perfect flow of money to come in and to bless you, almost as if you have got like a money tree where it just starts pouring down into your life and pouring out abundant blessings, opening up housing for you where you can live in a perfect house with perfect support that is charged like made perfect for you, and it comes at a price that is a miracle blessing. Like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe I'm here right now. And let it just pour out into your life and let it just pop up for you with the perfect people that are coming into your life to give you that support. We're calling out those angels in human form and allowing them to pop up into your reality. They'll just bump into your life, and they're going to be there to help hold your hand and guide you, to help you really see that own inner light, your strength, and to get everything back in your life on sturdy ground. If you want that, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And just all of that grief, allowing it just to clear out, giving you complete permission to turn towards yourself, to turn towards yourself and seeing that you are so worthy. Just clearing out any of that old unworthiness and allowing it just to go, because that was all not the truth. You are so worthy. All those things that have been spoken that have told you anything else is not the truth. It's not the truth. You're worthy. You're precious. You have a plan. You have a purpose for your life. And I can promise you that you'll be able to stand upright and you'll start to have clarity on why you've experienced the hardships that you have. And you'll be able to really see how it can be moved forth in your future as all part of your plan for your life. It will all start to become clearer and clearer to you. And everything will start coming back together again. Are you ready to give yourself that commitment to you?
Yes.
To make you the first priority in your life, to let those inner words of wisdom guide you. Yes, I give you permission to. How are you feeling now, Jen?
You took away my headache.
You got a headache going on. You had a lot going on up there. Like, let's just go ahead and take a breath upwards for me. Just like breathe upwards, like towards the top of your head. Just take that breath. Go. Bring the oxygen back in, and then just and do another one upwards. That, and then another out breath. Just that. You're a little dehydrated too. Bring it on just another little bit. Just there we go. With another good out breath. Just, yeah. How does that feel? Did that clear it a little bit better? Yeah. Good. Oh, if you've got some great things that are opening up for you, honey, you just keep turning towards yourself and be looking for those miracles, because I can promise you they're going to pop up into your existence.
Okay.
You can always reach out. You're welcome to reach out to me on Friend Me. I'm Christy Lee with a K. You can see my link information on the show page and reach out. I'll be more than happy to, you know, have you join in. I want to watch all of the things that unfold in your life and just really support you, letting you know that you've got a lot of support there. You're strong and you're wise, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And you're worthy. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you for your call there, and we're going to beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that, Christy, and let's go to our next caller here. Let's go to New York, and Brad, you're on the air with Christy.
Hi there.
Hi, Brad. Yes. How are you?
I knew
you were going to get picked. Thank you so much for joining tonight.
Oh,
really,
of course,
exciting.
Of course. I almost feel like your intro, in general terms, answered my question.
Okay.
Probably the case for so many people. And then your exercise there energetically took care of some stuff. But I mean, I called in specifically to ask about, you know, a project, this kernel of a project that I've been wanting to do, considering, sort of made a first few steps on. It's sort of time to coincide with all the energies coming in August.
Mm-hmm.
And the total eclipse and then and the new moon and all that stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
And I just am feeling like I'm a little bit stuck. I'm a little bit don't know. I'd like to believe that I would accept not it, that it won't happen, the project,
mm-hmm.
or that it will happen all in divine time. But yet, mm-hmm. you know, it's still kind of hanging over me, and I'm just wondering if you had any insights just from, you know, that basic description that you could share, that you feel.
Okay. Give me just a second. I'm going to pull a – well, actually, we just had one pop out. Okay, so you've got the Four of Pentacles as the card that popped out for you. And, yes, it will come into fruition. And it's going to be something that will come in divine timing, and it's going to bring in – like, you're going to feel a lot of fulfillment. The Four of Pentacles is literally like a man that is dressed kind of like a king with a red cape, and he's got two coins, golden coins under his feet, and one that he's just kind of leaning on. In another one, he's got that gold crown on his head, crowned with another gold coin. There's like a castle in it, and it's showing just like, yep, everything is coming through at divine timing, and it's going to be a success. You're going to be able just to sit back going like, wow, it all came together in fruition. So it is all about divine timing, and it will come, whatever it is. It's just kind of, you know, like if you plant your garden and the seeds are out there growing, it has to take time to take and, you know, build root before it pops up out of the ground. And so it's just kind of in that marinating season right now, just
well,
that grow time. So all
I would certainly,
well.
I would certainly like it to be a success. And you know, you actually do know me. And you,
I
know
you.
That I would define a success as something that is, you know, helpful to people,
mm-hmm.
that enable them to make, you know, some progress on their own spiritually. Of course,
mm-hmm.
anything that I would
mm-hmm.
do that way, I would be making my own spiritual progress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the cards, you know, but the
mm-hmm.
gold coins
mm-hmm.
caught my interest,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know
mm-hmm.
if that means anything, but I actually
mm-hmm.
was thinking of this as something that would be my first step into making some money in the spiritual field. I spend so much time with meditation and stuff,
yes.
but I haven't, like, gotten away from the day job, which I work on
mm-hmm.
all night, too.
mm-hmm.
But I mean, it'd be kind of nice if that could be part of the project,
mm-hmm.
the process.
I feel like it's going to be. I feel like that time of cultivation is going to come into fruition, and that makes even more sense. And yes, it will bring in the prosperity. The Four of Pentacles is showing it's a card is showing fulfillment, both in like you'll be fulfilled, feeling that fulfillment inside. But it also does open up that for having the abundance coming in the way of money. And I do sense that it's going to take off, and that you have spent that time that you needed to really, you know, understand who you are and really hone in on your gifts and get comfortable sharing them out there. And you've seen a lot of progress and everything in what you share and become what you believe and the work that you've put in. I think that you're very comfortable, and it will come into fruition for you. I see it a success.
Okay, so I guess I can breathe again.
Please breathe. Well, let's do it together. That deep breath in, friend. Just like down to the belly. There we go. And then just that good out breath out. Let that stuff go. Yeah. Yeah, let all those walls of resistance crumble down, because what happens, you know, you get right there. It all seems like so easy and everything until you start to think about the money part, getting paid for what you do as a service and the opening up there. And that's when you run up against all that good enough. Do I really have like those spiritual gifts? Like all of your doubt fits to come with that. And it puts up just kind of like that wall where we become like, I don't know, you get into that wavering water. And so we're just going to let all that doubt just crumble and just really allow you to start hearing. I mean, you already know, we've talked before in the past about my perspective with you and what your future was going to unhold to an extent, but allowing you to see you with even more clarity, far more clarity than I could even see you with. And, you know, we can see each other more clearly sometimes than we can see ourselves, but just opening you up to see yourself clearly and to be able to see yourself through the divine eyes, through that higher aspect of you side, and even being able to really look at that lower self you and how it's a badass. And it's helped you through so much too. And just really letting you know that you are, that you're worthy and you're good enough. You are.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I was really happy to be able to call in and chat with you. And I'm loving the show. Now I'm hooked on every Wednesday night.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Okay.
Yay.
Thanks again. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night, Brad.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. And Christy, we got 3 minutes before we got to wrap up. So,
okay.
So, if you want to, any last words or?
Man, I just want to thank everybody that was on the call tonight. Know that if you didn't get picked and there was something that you had a question on or that you wanted answers for, you can always reach me on Facebook. Call my business phone, 251-599-5820. Visit the website, tapintunein.com. Set up an appointment to meet with me, or, you know, join me on the Facebook page and let's get together. Also know that if there was anything that you needed help in your life with healing or any of those things, everybody that was on the call tonight will receive whatever it is that is for you. You can listen to the show again. It doesn't matter if it's in the future. That healing energy is set forth and it will be for you. So everybody on the show tonight will really be able to have their life go up into higher ground. And I look forward to seeing everybody here every Wednesday. Let's just make this a place that we come and we join together and we choose to really turn towards ourselves and to live those really great lives and to come together in communion where we can support each other as we all live together. And I just thank everybody again.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Christy, for making a beautiful show. It really was. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
Okay, beautiful. Christy will be back next week on Wednesday here at the same time, 7 o'clock Central Time. And everybody that's listening live, we still have one more hour left of Journey into the Light. So everybody redial, and our next guest will be joining us, the Divine Medium. So everybody call back in, and we do thank you for listening to this episode.